to the Indian Newsling podcast.
Good afternoon. Today we welcome Soundararajan, a young entrepreneur, but the object of today's podcast is to learn from him an amazing event that he organizes with his team at Tamil New Zealand Incorporated, TANZI as it is called. The team is organizing Kari Virundu, which means literally food festival, on the 4th of May, which is a Saturday. Soundar will explain a little more. But just to give a cap to this podcast, this festival is an amazing event which was initiated last year by the same group. They serve 20 non-vegetarian dishes and 20 vegetarian dishes on for an average of $1.50. That is, if you pay $20, you can eat as much as you want, a variety of dishes. And this festival is famous in Tamil Nadu, and Soundar and his team have brought this festival to New Zealand. So Soundararajan, welcome to you, sir. Please tell us more about the festival to start with, and then about your organization.
Vanakkam ayya.
Vanakkam.
Engala kootadhukku romba nandri. Yeah, TANZI is an association with a lot of young people. We started 2019, you know, after that Jallikattu. We want to serve for our community. Like, you know, there is another Tamil associations there. So everyone doing their part. But we are want to focus on youngsters and youngsters what needed, you know, sometimes other associations can't able to help them. So we want to find exactly, because we are all like young age, so we can easily catch their problems. So that's why we started. And our main focus is like, someone is coming from India, they just need to type like Tamil New Zealand, suddenly our Facebook page will come. This is our idea, because normally people will think what we, yeah, if we correct. Are going to New Zealand, they suddenly search their any community, their own community people they will select. So once you got, you can ask us what you are going to do. Some people will ask us advice as well, and we are doing that too. So then we created a WhatsApp group. It's around 500 to 600 people is there. If anyone need help, they will just text us, we will add them in the group. They will fix their problem from India. So they can select their place, wherever they want, which university and job, like that. So after that part is done, so it is going on, ongoing process. Then we want to do another step, like who are settled in here, young family. So we all thinking that we want to bring something new.
Yeah.
And also bring all the community people together. Like in our own place in Tamil Nadu, we do every year the Kari Virundu, like Tiruvila. So people all come to celebrate together, family, friends. We will bring our extended family and friends as well.
And what better way to celebrate than with food?
Yes, yes. Food is the main thing, especially non-veg.
Yeah.
A lot of variety of dishes, and sweets is main part. And that day we will make everyone, it's not only one person cooking. That day everyone will help, everyone do their own part. Then everything cooked and then served with the banana leaf. All the family people sit together, and they were, it's a lot of joy. And in the morning, breakfast, and the lunch is heavy lunch. Then we ended up with the Vethalapakku.
So, beetle leaves,
yeah. So it'll end up that like that. Sometimes it's 2-3 days. We will celebrate together.
We'll come to TANZI part in a little more detail. Now, this Kari Virundu or food festival, how did that idea become a reality in Auckland? Because I'm not sure whether anybody else is doing this in New Zealand. Last year, many of us attended the event that you had organized, and I was amazed that for vegetarians like us, also there were a variety of dishes available. I understand that you had more than 1,000 people last year. What was the take back that you had from the communities? Because more than the other communities also came.
Now the thing is, everybody doing like restaurant, what restaurant offers?
Yeah.
That's what they're taking and serve the people. But here not like that. We want to cook the food with our own style. The restaurants, you have certain limits, they can't go past that limit. So here we want to bring our own authentic taste from our own land. So that's what we need. We are taking the cooks, chefs from, like, you know, some people, there is a lot of chefs here in New Zealand. So we'll take delicate dishes. They, you know, every place having their own.
Yeah, that's what I was coming to. For instance, food cooked in Coimbatore is different from Chettinad to Tirunelveli to Madurai and all that. So does this Curry Virundu combine?
Yeah, we combine all the places, like all the places, Tamil Nadu, like Karaikudi, Chettinadu is different, and Kongu Nadu, different taste, and Chennai is totally different taste. Mm-hmm. So we want to bring it all over the Tamil Nadu, take each one dishes. So also the mainly vegetarian, you won't get more choice in New Zealand. You don't know what about Kadambam Poriyal.
Mm.
I want to bring that name, Kadambam Poriyal. Kadambam means it's a mixed of three or four, like red, white, green, like that. So that's how. So we want to bring that kind of dishes. So this time also, we are bringing one Brahmin chef as well,
okay,
to make it the food. You know, their style is a little bit different.
Mm.
So we want to add that this year. So last year we got very good response from the people. They all thinking, you know, something is, after COVID, people not able to go to India. Then they feeling something, you know, bad. So we want to take that things out and bring it them here and celebrate together.
Good. Give us some more details about this Curry Virundu. When, where, what time, and what is the format you have, so that our listeners and readers will be able to understand and how they can book, etc.
Yeah. One more thing. This event, there is a lot of our friends and family. Everything is helping us, like 50 to 60 volunteers helping. That's the main thing. With you, if you have money, you cannot do everything. Sometimes you need a help with others and friends and family.
Right.
So that's why we succeed. So this event is happening in May 4th, Mangere, Pavona. We are having online ticket sales, trybook.com. We have our link in the Tansy Facebook page. And also we will give that link to this podcast as well.
Yeah.
So you can go on directly book the tickets. We want people to book tickets as soon as possible. That
good.
Is more valuable thing, because we want to source the meat and everything. So if they come more early, so we are happy to make it more. Even though if, like last year, we couldn't serve 200 to 300 people waiting list.
Yeah.
So if they come all early, we can still time to add the people.
Now, some of the words, some of the names of the dishes that you have will be a tongue twister for non-Tamilians, more so for people who are not from India. So is it possible to give a small, short description of each item, especially non-vegetarian items, so that our listeners and readers will understand the variety of dishes that you'll be serving? We can put it up along with your poster.
Actually, that is a good idea. We already thought about that, and we're creating an English menu.
Mm.
So hopefully I will send it to you to post with this. For example, like fish curry and chicken.
Fish curry, people will understand.
Yeah, yeah. We call this Nilangarai fish, Colombo, like that. And Nandu soup, that is crab soup. And then we're having a Chettinad chicken, Kovai chili chicken. It's all like every area names. So chicken, mutton, it's a lamb biryani. This time we bring Vaniyam Badi biryani. So this is different style. So most of the things is like vegetarian people is know, they can eat like, they know exactly what's the name. It's like a mor kolambu. Mor kolambu is prepared with the butter, buttermilk, and then some of the vatta kolambu. Vatta kolambu is a mixing of powder with the lentil,
tamarind,
and a lot of another 2-3 ingredients together and grind it. And then we will make it that kolambu. It's a special for every event, like marriage and other places.
You see, food is a very great way of making friends, winning hearts. That has always been in every culture. So have you been able to increase your reach to various communities after this festival held last year? Or was it the first time, therefore it was an experiment?
No, last year as well, we surprised that Fiji Indians came. A lot of Fiji Indians came.
And there are many people from Tamil Nadu without knowing that they are from Tamil Nadu.
And also some of the North Indians as well. They all came to see the taste, you know, it's something different. But we want that environment with the food that is totally different than only you go to one place and eating is totally different. So we want to do that bigger manner, like in future, like what, how the Diwali event is going. So we want to make that kind of big, to invite all the people. We want to serve all the people what our food is, our culture is. We want to show that.
Wonderful. What is the format like on that day? What time do you start?
11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Only food?
Yeah, only food. And the entertainment is there, like kids dancing, and Chennai City Gangster is dancing. And
As people eat, is it?
Yeah, because we have an arrangement. Like this time, last time we had few flaw because of the rain. And also the venue is small. So this time the venue is very big. Like we are seating like 450 to 500 people in a one time to serve.
Oh.
So we are targeting only 2 to 3 pandis to finish it off.
Okay.
Because people don't want to wait. Maximum your wait time is 1 hour. So that's why we are planned. So we also requesting people like 3 batches. So probably we will send that email as well. Or else they can ask us what time they can come. So eating people will be downstairs. Stage people performing and chief guests also coming, and the top there is a gallery, people will sit it there.
So once, after lunch?
No, before lunch they sit it there, they come down, eat and then go out like that.
Wonderful. It looks very exciting. And you're saying you have 60 volunteers.
Yeah.
Now let's speak a little bit about Tanzi. You mentioned that it gave birth to itself after Jallikattu. For readers and listeners, what Jallikattu is basically a bullfight, which is a traditional sporting event in Tamil Nadu. About 4-5 years ago, there were attempts to stop it, and there was a lot of agitation. Even in New Zealand, there was great support for reinstatement of that. And I suppose that's one of the reasons why your emblem is also of Jallikattu, which is a bullfight. But we are very happy that your organization is supporting young people. And I've also seen some of your WhatsApp messages of helping people to get jobs or address some of their problems. If you can have a regular place where you meet, then some of us can come and cover it as well. Because when it is on WhatsApp group, it's difficult for us to understand what the issues are. So think of the ways of exposing it a little more so that more and more people can benefit from what you have. Now, please give us a closing statement so that our listeners and viewers will understand a little more. You can reinstate the Kari Virundu, and then we look forward to seeing you on the 4th.
Yeah. Kari Virundu event, Tanzi and also Arasan trust is combined us because we need more strength.
Mm.
That's why they're helping as well. So also Indian News Link also as a media partner, you are helping a lot for us. Whenever I need help, you is here. So like that, we will be going to be very big in upcoming years. So we want support from all of our community people, not only from India. All New Zealand community people can welcome and have food and they can enjoy their day with a lot of funds and food.
we wish you all the best, Sounder sir, and I'm sure it will be a bigger success than last year, because you have understood what needed to be done more to make it a greater success. We wish you all the best. Thank you, sir. Thanks for you, your visit.
Thank you for listening to the Indian NewsLink podcast.